This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Chantelle Pagan on the line from Deaf Bible Society. We're going to be talking about their Giving Tuesday campaign. And last year, Chantelle, the campaign focused on Uganda and training deaf there. I understand this year you're kind of looking at the wider scripture engagement training on a bigger scale. You want to fully fund 10 languages. Can you kind of take us into what exactly that means? Like when you say you want to fully fund scripture engagement training in 10 languages, what exactly does that involve?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for letting me share with you this morning. And Deaf Bible Society was so impacted over this last year to see the scripture engagement training programs affect and impact of communities worldwide. And after we had the first opportunity to raise funds specifically for Uganda, we saw such a generous outpouring from the community to fund Uganda and some surrounding areas as well. And that was just so encouraging to us that this year we said, you know, what more can we put in front of the community, the giving community, to say, here are 10 people groups that will go without access to scripture this year if we are not able to raise funds to provide scripture engagement trainings. And so our efforts in this year were really thinking, like you mentioned, of the big picture, but we're also considering of that big picture, what are the remaining languages that just haven't received, probably best to say haven't received that much notice in terms of being recognized for needing the Bible and training on how to use Bible in their heart language. And so what that looks like for us is $28,000 per language group for a year's commitment of us committing to that people group and setting up a training to equip deaf individuals to be leaders. 10 leaders specifically that are identified to be trained and help distribute and train others within their community.
And so when you're talking about the deaf, help us understand what that training involves. Is it training of how to dive into scripture? Is it, I guess, if we could understand what that involves and maybe why it's so important.
Yes. And so one thing that we have recognized over the last 5 years of doing some intense survey and research with communities around the world is just the number one, exposure to Bible content in their language. Two, another factor has been to really recognize that there needs to be some encouragement for deaf communities to, for themselves, see a Bible in their heart language and take ownership of that scripture. For so long, the impression that the hearing community has impressed upon the deaf is that hearing and printed Bibles, printed texts, is superior and trumps a Bible in other languages, like in visual format for the deaf. And so for us, that's our starting point with training, is exposure. What does it mean to have a Bible that is in my heart language, in my sign language? And when I have a Bible in my sign language, what does it look like for me to engage with it every single day? How do I use it to encourage myself in my faith walk, know Christ better? How do I use it to encourage those around me and to encourage them to know Christ better? And in that, how do I take that content and also utilize it to shape and sharpen the body of Christ as a church unit? And so what the training itself goes through is a multi-day opportunity to talk through various factors that have impacted the deaf community in terms of, like I mentioned, owning and accepting a Bible in their heart language, understanding how to use that Bible in their heart language and apply scripture to our daily walk and faith walk. And then also, how can I, as an individual, share that Bible with others?
And it may seem obvious, but how would you like people to respond to this story? What do you want them to do once they hear or see this story online?
Yeah, I would really encourage our listeners and readers to head to deafbiblesociety.com/hope to learn more and to get a personal and inside look at what scripture engagement looks like and the communities that will be impacted. You can get an inside scoop to how many deaf people are in a specific country, all the way to how specific funds will be utilized throughout the year. So I would hope that they would be encouraged by going there and seeing how they would prayerfully consider to support our efforts so that no deaf person would be without a Bible in their heart language.
And we will definitely point people in that direction. One more quick question. Do you have any matching grants or anything for Giving Tuesday?
Yes, we do have matching opportunities for Giving Tuesday, and I pray that you would go and see how your gift can be matched, again, by visiting deafbiblesociety.com/hope.
Perfect. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just, if our listeners would, in the meantime, be praying and prayerfully consider how they can pray for or financially support in the areas of Africa, Eurasia, and the Asia Pacific as it relates to those deaf individuals in those regions receiving God's word, many for the first time. We would be so appreciative of that.